Forward aid station, Crystal City, Christophsis.
Steady with the polish, sir, said the squad sergeant, checking the fluid level on a hemostatic hypospray. If you shine it up any more, we'll have to put a camo net over you.
Clone Captain Rex paused in mid-sweep, razor held between thumb and forefinger as he shaved his mirror-smooth scalp, and ran his other palm over his head to test for missed stubble. Hair was just annoying under a helmet, and regrowth itched. Shaving was now both a necessity and a diversion in quieter moments, a comforting ritual. Rex went on dragging the razor across his head in precise, slightly overlapping strips, one boot resting on his helmet as it lay on the ground.
Use me for signaling. Should be able to see me from orbit.
You missed a patch, sir. Going for the tufted look?
Maybe a top knot.
Rex allowed himself a smile, then pocketed the razor.
Or a fancy braid like those Weequay pirates.
It was the first chance he'd had to sit back and take a breather for days, and his head buzzed with fatigue. The armies of Separatist droids here had been reduced to scrap and a few pockets of resistance. Christophsis had finally fallen to the Republic. In the shelter of a colonnaded doorway that was doubling as a first aid station, he took out his data pad to check the casualty reports coming in, conscious of an injured trooper sitting on an upturned crate, while the sergeant, Korik, tended to the man's shrapnel injury. Plastoid armor was said to be the best credits could buy. Rex staked his life on it, but it had to have joints, gaps, and seals, and they were always vulnerable. The trooper had taken a spray of jagged fragments as razor-sharp and as lethal as flechettes. Some had penetrated the gap between backplate and shoulder.
"How you doing, Ged?" Rex asked.
"Grateful it's just my shoulder, sir," said the trooper, not looking around. "At least I can still sit down."
Yes, it wasn't bad kit. Could have been better, like the fancy ARC trooper rig he'd seen, but it did the job. The relatively short list of names and ID numbers on his pad was testament to that.
Light casualties for a battle. Doesn't feel like that, though.
"Running low on Bacta, sir,"
Korik said. There was a metallic tinkle as he dropped blood-stained fragments into a plastoid container.
"Okay on analgesics for the time being."
Rex did a quick mental calculation of how long it would take the cruiser Hunter to reach the supply base, load up, and return.
"They've sent the ship for replenishment. It'll be back in..."
Rex heard his helmet sensors blipping before he felt the blast. He snatched it up and lowered it into place just as something crashed into the street behind them. A massive explosion shook the ground, then another.
"Incoming!"
A voice yelled over the clatter of raining debris.
"Yeah, we noticed, thanks."
Rex grabbed his rifle and spread it for the street. He didn't look back at Korik or the injured trooper. The two Jedi generals, Kenobi and Skywalker, were already in the open, dodging blaster fire.